Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
About a minute to showtime, our great producer at the studio, Kevin, he whispered into my ear on my headphones. He said, 1 minute, rock and roll. And I thought to myself, well, rock and roll, but how about a little soul? It's Mavis Staples. You see, after she was with the Staples Singers, she went solo, and this was one of the songs, Pop's Recipe. Happy Father's Day weekend to all the dads, mine included. Hi, Papa. Oh, you know, love dads, and Father's Day is a great day to think about all of the respect that they bring into our lives. You know, my father-to-be is a figure of respect, and I could only hope that a little bit of that has rubbed off on me. And I think about that with that particular song, Pop's Recipe. I'm Morgan Cunningham, and welcome to Spotlight Connecticut. We've got a great show. It's going to be fun today. It's going to bring me back to my childhood. You're going to possibly even hear me as a little kid. We'll get to that in a little bit with Rockin' Ron Sedaily. He used to have a show on a radio station in Hartford, another radio station, and it lasted for about 29 years. And he was super popular. It ended about 10 years ago. He's been retired. He does some radio stuff online, some internet radio stuff. But he is now enjoying life, and he's currently on a cross-country road trip. And we're going to check in with him. I think that he's in Michigan. So we are going to hope that the phones are working out there. I heard from him last hour, and it seems as if we are going to be able to establish connections. So a little knock on wood. And we are going to be able to connect with Rockin' Ron Sedaily and see what he's up to on this big summer adventure of his cross-country from Connecticut to California. I think he's even planning next year's cross-country trip. This is something he does every year now. And next year, word is he's going to go up to Alaska. So I can't wait to hear what Rockin' Ron is up to, reminisce on some of the good old days a little bit, and talk about some of his radio work, but primarily talk about this adventure that he is on from coast to coast. First, your Spotlight Connecticut headlines. We can't stress this enough because the weekend is comfortable. Tonight is going to be comfortable. Tomorrow night's going to be comfortable. The humidity, the dew points, they're all low. But you've got to be aware that heat is coming. Starting Tuesday and going until next Sunday, that's almost a full week, we are going to be in a heat wave, 90s and above. So the state of Connecticut, between noon on Tuesday until noon on Sunday, they are going to be having the state's hot weather protocol in place. So with those daytime temperatures expected to be sustained in the 90s and at times higher than that possibly. You can call 211 in the event that you need to get to a cooling shelter. Now, this is very important. If you or someone that you know needs to get out of that heat, because heat can kill, and at the very least, it can hurt, you've got to call the state's hotline 211 or go to 211ct.org to learn more and get help between noon on Tuesday and noon on Sunday. Again, that's by calling 211 or visiting 211ct.org. Stay safe out there. The Connecticut Department of Transportation this week announces that it's selecting 9 applicants to build out electric vehicle charging stations along major highways in Connecticut. The locations will be, in alphabetical order, Danbury, Hartford, Meriden, New Milford, Plainfield, Moosup, Putnam, Waterbury, and Willington. The $5 million in awards is part of an overall $52 million project. There will be a total of 45 charging ports. This is a good start, but again, they're going to need to do a lot more work than this, but a good start. If you're looking for something award-winning to eat in southeastern Connecticut while taking in the state's shoreline, you may want to go celebrate a Mystic chef who is taking home some gold in the James Beard Awards this year. The executive chef of The Shipwright's Daughter wins Best Chef Northeast. His name is David Sandbridge, and he says that his work simply involves a lot of creativity and making use of everything available to him. Makes it sound easy, but of course, not so much. 3 bands are taking over the Danbury Arena tonight. It's your chance to hear music from Beyond Purple, which is a Deep Purple and Whitesnake tribute band, Physical Graffiti, a Led Zeppelin tribute band, and Back in Black, the true AC/DC experience. Now, you might remember the guy Jimmy Bell. Jimmy Bell is great. Fantastic guitarist who his work has literally been around the world, and he goes on tour around the world, and he's part of Beyond Purple, and he is going to really kick some serious you know what tonight when those doors open after 6 and the rock starts after 7, and it's just going to keep going through the night. Jimmy was my 3rd guest on this talk show in 2022. We haven't had him back since. We've talked about him coming back on the show. I'd love to have him, so maybe we'll do that again a little later in the year, get Jimmy back on the show, because he is just a wealth of music history, knowledge, business knowledge as far as music and entertainment goes. So I can't wait to have him back on the show one day. But before that happens, you can see him tonight in Danbury at the Danbury Arena as part of a 3-band show. You've got Beyond Purple, Physical Graffiti, and the true AC/DC experience as the headliner, Back in Black. There's metered parking across the street in the garage. Tickets range from $32 to $44 online. You can also buy tickets at the door. Maybe we'll do a bumper song later from Deep Purple. All right, I need everybody to cross their fingers, say a little prayer, and really do hope that the cans and the string connect, and I could get Rockin' Ron on the phone, because I think the connection was spotty at Lake Huron as he's traveling across country. So with a little luck, we'll get him on the phone and have him in minutes on WTIC. Or else, I don't know what we'll do. Well, folks, you won't believe this. You really won't believe this. In the nick of time, that break was 3 minutes long. And I was calling Rockin' Ron right like crazy, and it kept going to his voicemail. But I was getting messages from him online, but my calls weren't going through. And I sent him a message in all caps, "Call me." And I put my number down with a bunch of exclamation points. And as that liner, that what we call in the business, the rejoin liner, was playing, Rockin' Ron was connecting on the phone. So he is here, I think I took the call live. I have not tested this yet, and I hope that the connection works. But before we bring Ron on, I just want to say that I would not have this talk show today if it weren't for Rockin' Ron, if I did not discover him on the radio as a kid. Now, he's humble about this, and he says, "Morgan, there would have been somebody else. You would have found someone else. It would have worked out. It was nothing that I did." That's what he always tells me, but I want him to know that it is true. That when I was surfing the radio dial curious as a kid, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, and I heard him on the radio, I said, "That's what I want to do with my life. That's what I want my career in the future to be," because he was having so much fun. Welcome to the show. You have no idea how happy I am to have you on, Ron.
I'm happy to be here.
And it dawned on me last night. This was not planned, by the way. You know, your trip just happened to be in June. I said, hey, why don't you come on my talk show? And then last night it dawned on me that, you know, some poor decisions were made 10 years ago at that other station in Hartford in July 2014. But yet life has moved on. And I really want to stress that because you have found other interests, other hobbies. You've been cooking a lot. You explore restaurants. You're into this cross-country road trip every single year. So I just want people to know that whatever it is in life, whether it is, you know, working a job, whether it's listening, being a fan to a radio show like I was of yours, life does move on. There are other things to do in life. And I know that you have found that out yourself.
Oh, yes, without a doubt. When I worked on terrestrial radio for all those years, I took a total of, I think, two nights off, Saturday nights off, and that was because I had a tonsillectomy, and then I also had my deviated septum fixed.
Ouch.
Which forced me to take a Saturday night off. Now, there was a time when we were doing Christmas music where they gave me a few Saturday nights off, but I was really dedicated, and I think a bit too much, because, like you said, there is so much more to life than just, you know, consuming yourself with one thing. And the freedom that's come from my separation from the radio station allowed me, along with some help, and I must shout out Scott Kraskowski, who helped me get my online radio station on the air. And we're free to do what we want. We're free to be creative, and that's what it's all about.
I just love the fact that out of nowhere, you came up with this idea, oh, I'm going to go on some cross-country road trips. Now, last year it was different. We had you on the show with Jack Gerling, who was coming in from New Zealand. And you two went on a cross-country adventure, which was your first time doing something like that. And certainly it was Jack's. He had never been to the U.S. before even.
Correct. But this trip is totally different. And I must tell you that I'm a week into the trip, and we'll talk about my stops when you're ready. This trip is totally different. And in my experience so far, I love it so much better because I'm spending all of my nights at either state or national park campgrounds. And you really get to feel the spirit of America, the nature. And, you know, I've seen a lot of wildlife since I've been on the road. And this is what it's all about in the USA.
Last time you didn't necessarily get to do a lot of that. You did more of the tourist stops, right? You didn't necessarily see a whole lot of nature. I mean, you saw Niagara Falls, but you didn't stop too much to see the nature. You guys were exploring a bunch of tourist attractions and maybe some events along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. We did spend some time in Yellowstone National Park, which is a beautiful place to visit. If you haven't been there, you need to check out Yellowstone.
Okay, so you had mentioned something interesting, that you're camping out at these park sites, state and national parks. Now, people are probably wondering that, okay, well, how's he doing that? And they might be thinking that you're pitching a tent or something along those lines, but not quite. This actually involves a vehicle that you have.
That's right. I own a roof-mounted tent, and if you want to see what one looks like, just do a Google search for roof mounted tent, and it's mounted on the top of my Subaru Forester, and it's very simple. This thing unfolds and sets up in a matter of 20 minutes once I get to the campsite where I
that's
want to
it
settle for the tent. That's it. More time is spent unloading the cooler and getting ready to cook the meal on the site. The tent setup is just amazingly simple. And if you want to check it out, just go to my Facebook page, Ron Sedaly, and there are photos and some video too.
Sedaille for anyone that wants to find him.
Correct.
See, I got that right. I've known you long enough. I've better get that right. So I want to ask you about a little more about this camper that you've got on the roof of your Subaru. Do you feel safe in that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is, you know, camping out in the country, if you're talking about safety from, you know, what we experience in, you know, in city life, you know, that obviously there isn't much of that going on out here. But as far as wildlife goes, yeah, I feel safe. I feel safer in a roof tent than I do in a tent on the ground when it comes to animals like bears.
Oh, yeah. By the way, yeah, we've got plenty of experiences with those in Connecticut.
Yes, and they just, you know, they're very, very clever animals. And I recall seeing a bear walk up to somebody's home and literally just push his way through the screen slider and just help himself into the house. They can be aggressive when they're hungry.
Yes.
But if you're going to take a journey like this, if you're going to be staying in state forests and national forests, you need to go to a sporting goods store and get yourself some bear spray repellent, which also works on mountain lions.
How much room is there in your little rooftop camper?
It is technically, it sleeps two, but to be honest with you, this tent is suitable for one person. They do have, there are a bunch of different manufacturers, and you can get a rooftop tent as large as four person. And of course, it depends on the vehicle. This vehicle probably could handle a three person, but I opted for the two person tent. And so far, I mean, this is my first trip with it, and I am delighted with it, and I'm having a fantastic time.
Are you meeting other campers out and about?
Yes, and it's interesting because the folks that I'm meeting, not all of them, but many of them are interested in my setup because on the campground, I have not seen a roof tent like this at all.
No, really? Look at you. You're a trendsetter.
I am a trendsetter. And they've been, believe it or not, the tents, I believe, it have been out since 2018, 2019. So they're out there, but folks haven't caught on to them yet.
Because it looks to me like every single time you've made it to one of your stops, and we'll get into more details about your trip as we go through the hour here, Ron, speaking with Rockin' Ron Sedaily on Spotlight Connecticut and Morgan Cunningham, you always seem to get some really good spaces. You're by some of the Great Lakes. I don't know if you're trying to hit all of them up or what, but you've hit a number of them up, three or four so far. You always seem to get a spot right in front of the water, and it doesn't appear as if anybody's crowding you. So if there are a lot of people out there that you're meeting, it would seem to me, at least by your posts, that everybody is respecting one another's space and that it's not too jam-packed.
Yes, there is a culture in the campground where you respect other space. For the most part, the activity for the day winds down about 10 o'clock at night. Everybody is respectful, they're quiet, and it's been an amazing experience. And one little tip, if you're looking to go camping at a specific campground, there are folks that actually on YouTube have visited campgrounds, and what they do before they leave, they'll take their vehicle and they'll drive through the campground with their camera going and show all of the campsites numbers. So this way you get an idea of what the site looks like so that you can plan accordingly. And that's what I did. I did a combination of that and some of the state campgrounds and national park campgrounds have pictures of the site.
And you're going from Connecticut to California, then back to Connecticut. Where are you at the moment?
I'm in Michigan, and I'll tell you what, when it comes to managing, maintaining the state parks so far, and I haven't camped at a state park in Connecticut, but I know that Connecticut has some fantastic state parks that are well-maintained
and
well-managed.
Sure.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
No doubt about it. But Michigan has it together as well. They do a fantastic job of keeping, you know, the facilities clean. The showers, the bathrooms. Some of the campgrounds have a kitchen sink, a large double bowl kitchen sink where you can walk up to the area there and do your dishes if you're in a tent, because obviously, you know, I don't have a sink in my pop-up tent.
I'm Morgan Cunningham at Spotlight Connecticut. Rockin' Ron Sedaily, former Connecticut radio personality, is my guest, my radio hero. So happy to have him on the show today. And we will continue as he goes on this big cross-country adventure on WTIC. Find me on socials at MC News Talk. All right, we've got Rockin' Ron Sedaily, former Connecticut radio personality, on my show. And he's enjoying his retirement from the airwaves in Connecticut as he goes on a cross-country adventure. Ron, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Morgan. It's so much fun chatting with you this afternoon.
You know, I never thought, if you had asked 11-year-old me, calling you on the radio, I would have never, ever expected that I'd have you on my talk show.
I knew that would eventually happen. I absolutely knew it. When I met you, I said to myself, this kid is going to get into radio. He has that drive. He'll get into radio, and I was right.
You know, I remember that first time I met you at Highland Park Market in Glastonbury.
A turkey and a 20.
Yes. Now it's like, I don't know, turkey at a 40 and a 50. So times have changed. The years have gone by, and money's not what it used to be. But I remember meeting you there at the Glastonbury store, and you were like 20, 25 minutes late. And I was so nervous that you weren't going to show, and I went inside. And I asked the customer service desk, I said, excuse me, is Ron Sedaily still coming? Yes, I was crazy and an obsessed fan, but you showed up. And the other thing was, because at that time, at that other station in Hartford that you were working at, and you were there for 29 years, long time, by a radio standpoint, but at that time I was listening, I never heard you any other time during the week, not weeknights, not weekdays, whatever. It was just your Saturday night show. So I thought that you were like this Howard Stern type figure, and they flew you in every Saturday night. So that's what 10 and 11 year old Morgan was thinking.
Oh, I wish. Not the case, though. Not the case.
But Howard does like your work. I always remember him talking about you that one time on his show. Somehow found some air checks of yours.
Well, yeah, and he mentioned me on the show. I wasn't listening to him at the time.
Somebody caught it, and they sent a recording along.
Well, they called me as it was going on, and my brother, who at the time happened to have a subscription where he could go in and pull up archived shows, got a copy of it and sent it to me, and it is available online to listen to, where he actually pays me a compliment, which I was surprised. I thought for sure I was going to get berated. And
well, he's tough. He's tough.
Oof. He is, certainly.
Well, before we get back to talking about your trip, I have one thing that I'd like to play for you.
Uh-oh.
And this is against my better judgment, but I'm in a good mood, so we're going to do it, okay?
Sure.
All right. Now, I think you know what this is, don't you?
I think I do, yes.
All right, we're just going to play it.
Am I the first caller?
How did you know that? What can I do for you?
I just have to say, your station is the greatest. I listen to it all the time.
Well, that's great. What's your name?
Morgan.
Morgan, what can I play for you tonight?
I was wondering if you had A Day in the Life by the Beatles.
Yeah, we get the Fab Four for you coming up. And thanks for listening, okay?
You're welcome.
I can't believe I sounded like that once upon a time. I really can't, Ron.
You even had a radio voice back then.
Hardly.
Yeah, you had one of those kid radio voices.
But, you know, I was going through all of your old shows, and I came across that, and it's the earliest call that I can find calling you. July 28th, 2007. I was 11 years old.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing.
Maybe there's another one, but I don't know. But Ron, pleasure to have you on the show. And what you're doing now is so different from what you were doing then. You're on a cross-country road trip right now. You're free to do whatever you want. You're retired and you're loving life. And you're currently in Michigan, which is one of your many stops along the way out to California.
That is correct. Yes. Do you want to go over where my
Let's
stops
do it.
Along the way?
Let's
All
do
right.
it one at a time.
All right, so June 10th, I hop in the car and I take off, and the first stop on my journey was a place called Golden Hill State Park, which is located in New York State, and it is right on Lake Ontario, and I happened to get a campsite right on the lake, and that was my first night sleeping in the rooftop tent, and I got to tell you, Morgan, nothing beats falling asleep to the gentle brush of the waves up against the shore.
It didn't keep you up? It was soothing?
Not at all. Not at all. Some people use a wave machine next to them in bed when they're trying to get to sleep. I had the real thing going on, and it was just amazing. In fact, I went to sleep when the sun went down, and I didn't get up until almost 11 o'clock in the morning.
What?
So it was an amazing night's sleep. And what that did for me was it put me on a schedule now where I go to sleep when the sun goes down and I wake up when the sun comes up, fully refreshed. This is totally not me. As you know,
that's not you.
Not me at all. But I tell you, I like it. I like it a lot.
Hell, half the time, you're the first person I hear from at 3 a.m. when I'm getting up for work.
Yes. So that campsite there, right on Lake Ontario, $30.
That's it?
Can you beat that? You can't. You can't beat that. There's also a lighthouse at that park where you can rent the lower floor and stay with your family. I didn't look into that. So second day, I hop on the road, and the next stop was part of the Ohio State Park System, a place called Kelly's Island State Park, where you have to get on a ferry to get out to the island, which is located on Lake Erie. And another score as far as a lakeside campsite. Great place, lots of bike riding trails, friendly people, well-maintained park. It was a great stay. That was on Wednesday.
On average, you're staying at these places like a day, day and a half, and moving on?
Yeah, the first part of the trip in New York, I did stay there two nights just to get myself acclimated. And then I went on, from then on, it's one night per visit. So from there, we took off to, let's see, I'm looking at my notes here, Morgan.
I'm enjoying this, by the way, on social media. You always post a video once you get somewhere.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So from there, I went to a place called Hoft State Park, which is located in Michigan. That is on Lake Huron. Now, so far, I've been to four of the five lakes, and we'll talk about my next stop in a second. But so far, Lake Huron is my favorite Great Lake, and I'll tell you about that in a second.
Okay. So, I got to know why.
Got to know why. That was a lakeside site as well. Lots of friendly people there. And the reason why that lake is so spectacular, picture yourself walking out to the ocean, all right?
Okay.
There's sand, there's water, and there's no land for as far as you can see. This is exactly what Lake Huron looks like where I was. It was the ocean beach without the salt water. And for me, that's paradise because I love the beach. I'm not such a big fan of salt water. This is fresh water. This is nice, cool, refreshing fresh water.
I bet it smells good too. Refreshing on the nose and the lungs.
Yes. And when you're in the park, you can in the state parks, you can smell the pine. You know, that pine smell. Just beautiful. Absolutely stunning.
Then where did you go?
Then I went to a place called Wells State Park, which is where I left recently, earlier today. And that's located on Lake Michigan, which is another beautiful lake. And again, I scored with a nice lakeside campsite. And what I've done at all of these different campgrounds is I've driven around with my bike. I brought my mountain bike with me. And I've taken note of any other campsites that might be nicer than the ones that I've stayed at, which is a nice little tip. So the next part of the journey is Lake Superior, and I'm told that out of all the Great Lakes, Superior is superior, and I'll report on that.
So you've got Lake Huron right now as your favorite.
It is.
This might beat it. This might beat it, perhaps.
Do you remember? Well, you wouldn't remember this, but do you know what happened on Lake Superior?
Are you talking about the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
That six-minute song. Remember when people would call me and request that song? What would I say?
I don't remember, but it probably wasn't good.
I'd say, oh, I'll see what I can do for you.
Oh, and then you would cut into a short, hot rockin' song. Yeah.
There you go. So yeah, and the name of the state park, I'm still in Michigan for tonight's visit, and that would be Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park. That's on tap for tonight.
And I love that name.
Today's journey was only 3.5 hours, and I'm about halfway through it, and that gave me an opportunity to stop and do laundry, because remember, we have to do laundry along this month-long trip.
Yeah, or else you'd be bringing a lot of clothes.
Right. So I stopped at a place called Glow Tanning Salon and Laundromat.
That is a weird combo.
You walk in, and the tanning booths are to the left, and the washing machines are to the right. And actually, think about it. It's a pretty interesting concept because, you know, a lot of people want to go in there to do the laundry. There's nothing much to do
no.
but go into one of the tanning booths. So
now, are you like the only non-local at this place or any of these places that you go to, or are you meeting people from all over?
You talking about the laundromat? Or?
Well, yeah, how about the laundromat? Or are you like the only like Connecticut guy there?
I think there was a family in there that might have been traveling. But there were locals in there as well.
Okay.
Definitely locals in there. So, and for lunch, I actually stopped at a place just to try it. It's called Culver's Butter Burgers. Did you ever hear of a butter burger?
I haven't. What is it?
They're fried in butter, basically.
Oh, God.
And it's a Michigan thing. It was good. I had to experience it. Also, they have something. By the way, I'm in the UP. Do you know what the UP stands for?
What's UP?
Upper Peninsula. I learned that. I'm in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
And that's how the locals there refer to it?
Yeah. I walked into a place to get something called I thought it was called pasty, but they're called pasties. And basically it's just some chopped up beef and pork, onion, potatoes, and wrapped in a pie crust. And that's a local thing around here, and they're called pasties. And I guess the legend is that back in the day, farmers' wives would make these little pasties as a quick meal, you know, for their husband so that they could, you know, eat the pasty and then go back out and do the crops or whatever. So I had one of those. It was delicious. You know, there's a Michigan company here that makes the best dark chocolate covered cherries I've ever had.
What's their name?
I believe it's Sweeney's. I don't have them in front of me. They're in the cooler. I should have taken them out. But
so your little late night treat.
That's correct. Very, very good.
I'm Morgan Cunningham at Spotlight Connecticut. We've got to take a quick pause, Rock and Ron, but we'll be back to finish up by talking about where he's going. Find me on socials at MC News Talk. I'm Morgan Cunningham with Rock and Ron Sedaily, wrapping up what has been a fast-moving hour. Loved having him on, and hopefully we'll get him back on maybe when he's done with his trip, I don't know. But Rock and Ron, quickly tell us where you're heading from Michigan, because you've got a long ways to get to California.
Correct. From Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park, I begin to head southwest, and I'll be staying at a state campground called Minneopa State Park, which is south of Minneapolis for a night. And then from there, I'm headed to a place called Farm Island Recreation Area, and that will be for one night. And then a place that I'm looking forward to, it's called Tai Hack Campground. And refresh my memory, Morgan, what national forest is that in?
That is in Bighorn National Forest in Wyoming.
Wyoming. And the nice thing about this is really roughing it, because there are no showers, there's no running water.
Oh, no.
Just outhouses, that's it. And there are 15 campsites, that's it. So that I'm looking forward to that. And then I'm going to make a stop in Salt Lake City and then head down to Las Vegas, out to San Diego, up the Pacific Coast Highway to San Francisco, and then begin heading east through Reno, Nevada, and then northeast to get up out of the heat.
Well, Rock and Ron, we are just plumb out of time, but I think it's safe to say that whenever I'm done with radio, whenever I get out of it, or whenever it's done with me, whichever comes first, I'm going on one of these trips.
Yeah, buy a roof tent, Morgan.
I think I'll brave it. All right, Ron, I really just want to say thank you for all the years of inspiration that you've given me, and thanks for coming on Spotlight Connecticut, your trip from Connecticut to California.
Thank you, Morgan Cunningham, my radio hero.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham, embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.